So how do we start this episode? I mean, this is our very, very first.
There's only one real way to kick off this episode.
Yeah.
It is thank you to everybody out there that decided to push play on the Push Play podcast.
That's right. That is right. I mean, you guys literally.
They're number one. This is a great moment in American history. Now, right this specific second, this is the first episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this ain't no pop up where it's like, congratulations, you won. I mean, you have won.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You are the winner. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first episode. Congratulations in the fact that this is the worst episode you will ever hear from the Push Play podcast. Well,
yeah, I mean, it's safe to say that it is also our best episode because it is the
good
only
point.
One
good point.
Episode,
zero so, baseline, uh-huh. Zero expectations.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
we can't fail. We can't succeed. I like it.
Definitely. I mean, okay, we're good. We're making moves.
Making moves.
We're heading in this direction. This is a first for us,
of course.
But
what direction are we going in? Where is this boat going?
Forward.
So we're going to like look at our audience right now and just look at them dead in the eye and go, we are the captain now.
We are the captain.
We are the captain.
We are the captain.
Okay, so where's the boat going?
I don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you, this is your captain speaking. It's going to be smooth sailing waters. Just make sure that you kind of... don't look at those icebergs. I mean, we're fine. I am your captain, by the way. And
okay, Captain, what's your name?
Captain Morgan.
Morgan Freeman?
No, wait, Captain Morgan. Is it like
Captain Morgan?
No, the alcohol.
Yeah,
you know, so oh. It's like you know, he's Captain Morgan. I mean, he's a captain, of course, but it's like, well, he shouldn't be necessarily driving a whole cruise ship, you know.
So Captain Morgan is a man that drinks alcohol that drives a boat.
Yeah, and our audience are on this boat with us.
This sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Oh, yeah. So buckle up, baby. We got a whole bunch of good stuff for you today.
By the way, guys, my name is John.
I'm Armani.
And we're your hosts for the Push Play podcast.
Yes, definitely.
Episode one, man. Episode one. Momentous, monumental, big time. This is it.
This is it, Michael Jackson, of course.
I wish at one point in Michael Jackson's life, he looked in the mirror and said, this is it.
This is it.
And I wish he would have just stopped doing a lot of what he did at one point of his life. Like, but he decided to push play.
He did.
For all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, he made moves. He made moves.
He criminal,
made the moonwalk.
He's a smooth criminal.
Smooth criminal. So I guess today we wanna make sure that you guys become smooth criminals in a world just full of chaos, and we will be your guide, your tour guide. I guess.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess maybe just go in a little bit about ourselves, John. You kick it off. Kick it off.
All right. Well, my name is John. I'm a 35-year-old construction worker. I'm in the sheet metal industry.
Okay.
Currently, I'm a superintendent. And my goal and my aspiration is to one day own my own company.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
So what about you, Armani? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Shoot. I mean, me, I am 22 years old. Of course, my name
is Deuce.
Yeah. I have experience in both the film and video game industry.
What kind of film?
Mainly, I kind of deal with motion graphics,
okay.
Cinematography. My specialty is video editing.
Got it.
That is my, that's probably, what is it? Kind of like your go-to weapon of choice and everything. I guess if you had like a roster of just different tools and equipment at your disposal, I don't know.
Okay.
Video editing for sure.
Got it. Have you ever thought about making cartoons or anything?
No. No, I haven't thought about that. I'm not much of an artist. I would just draw stick figures. But
hey, I mean, as long as the content was funny, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, definitely.
So with what you're trying to accomplish right now, where do you see yourself moving on down the road? Like, what is endgame for Armani?
Endgame, yeah. I would also...
What's the big... Grand Thanos plan. right now, bro. you have the gauntlet. You got the Infinity Stones.
Okay.
You're about to snap your fingers. Uh-huh. What happens? Go. Pop quiz hotshot.
Oh my gosh.
Go.
Oh my god. My end game, I guess, would just to be to have my own company as well. I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat. For the reason, I like it because it gives you that creative freedom.
True.
Of kind of like putting out any ideas and creations that you have. Got and it. Then having full control over that type of, over your medium.
Got it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
No, I like that. I like that. For me, owning my own business is more so trying to revolutionize the way we do things right now in the construction industry. You know, being a younger, older guy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of the old school mentality, but a lot of the new school ability.
Okay.
And being able to kind of paradigm shift from the old way of thinking to the new way of thinking.
Okay.
So plus, you know, I don't like people telling me what to do.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Oh, man. Yeah. Definitely. Especially you have someone up top and they're kind of like, they're just.
Oh, big time. But on a side note, dude. So was that crazy that when Thanos snapped his fingers, half of the population just bounced?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, why didn't you just wish for more resources if he was kind of big on, you know?
Do you kind of feel like right now COVID-19 kind of Thanos snapped
feels this? Like it does. I'm going to go with you on like it. Honestly, if you looked at those clips and everything at Avengers Endgame where half of the population was gone, it was like that 5 year later scene. And then there was like Captain America at that AA meeting.
Thor.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yes. Fat Thor. Thick Thor. I should say with two C's.
If you ain't sick, but you thick.
Yeah, so it's weird. It definitely has that same vibe where it's like, where has everybody gone?
Yeah, and no, it is. It is like crazy weird out there right now.
Yeah, so you know? It feels as if, of course, everybody's outside or inside, I should say. Mm. But it's just like, yeah, the whole world outside has just been like shut off. And so it's like, what's going on?
What do we do? What do we do next? Like, what type of new world are we about to step into once this kind of bottoms out?
I don't know. I don't know what like the whole what the future is going to be like. Mm-hmm. It's like it's hard to say on how long all this stuff is going to like last for.
Yeah,
it's the only thing that I could go for like right now is just kind of have an idea on what it is that we can do at this moment.
Right.
And just taking things like day by day.
Right.
Because you see like a lot of great adaptation and stuff going on. And just people are just being so like ingenious and stuff. And like, oh, man, I mean, everybody instantly from where we're like, oh, yeah, we got to quarantine, we got to stay inside, et cetera. Mm. Everybody just switched over to like voice chats and Zoom and you know, just those
big time. Big time.
And it was like, whoa, I've never even heard of Zoom, you know, before this whole pandemic thing.
You know, the Brady Bunch, they were doing Zoom.
What?
The Brady Bunch. Are you familiar with the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like their intro.
Oh my God.
All the different like screens with all the, I think that was like the first Zoom chat, dude.
You know what? Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was.
See that?
You think they're mad? Adaptability. What you said right there is probably like one of the biggest things that just jumped out at me for the simple fact that we are having to change how we operate moving forward. I mean, that this whole 9-to-5, you know, wall box that we're living in right now, it's literally going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know, so we're adapting more and becoming more of our quote unquote bosses.
Yeah.
Because we're self-managing now.
Definitely. I mean, you look at it now and just the whole that schedule that you once had, like
it's like all the habitual things that we would do, you know, muscle memory.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, definitely. Like that's just gone. So it just feels so weird now.
So how do we develop new muscle memory that's going to help us adapt for the future that is coming our way?
You got to fight through it.
Bro, isn't that what the Push Play podcast is about to help everybody out with?
That's what it's about.
Name
That's
drop.
What about, okay? Yeah, we going up against Thanos.
Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan.
Oh. No. Thought we were going up against Joe Rogan.
Hey, Joe. We're coming for you.
Hey, Joe. If you want to come onto the Push Play podcast, reach out to us.
Oh, yeah.
We don't definitely. Have an email address yet, but I mean, we'll work on that.
It'll be in the description.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, don't worry about that.
We got you.
Click here, bro. That could clickbait. Just like reaching out. Just so desperate. Desperate for listeners.
Oh man.
We probably only have like our parents and our siblings listening to this right now anyway.
Oh yeah. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys. Yeah. You guys are the real MVP.
Oh, and then anybody else that's listening too. I feel like this may be like Iron Legend. Like Ooh. If anybody's listening out there,
Ooh.
Please, you are not alone.
What? That's kind of crazy.
Huh.
This is kind of like an I Am Legend moment.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Except for like the zombies coming and trying to kill us all, but everything else is pretty
right.
Realistic.
I mean, yeah.
How did he survive?
He was just living off reruns. I mean, he had that DVR and everything and just watching like, Christmas.
Yeah, but who was maintaining the server?
I mean, if it's just like downloaded on his DVR, I think he's fine. But yeah, you gotta, but like the power is what I'm kind of concerned about. Like,
okay,
how the heck are you getting in the whole generator business and stuff?
Yeah,
but yeah, it is what it is. I mean, he's resourceful. So,
and you guys got to be resourceful too.
Oh yeah, this is a
you got to be John Legend
world.
Out there. Yeah, oh, no, I am Legend. We're just ordinary people.
Ordinary people.
No, you guys aren't ordinary. You're extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Extraordinary, for sure.
But, yeah, no, sure, like being adaptable and being able to switch gears right now is a really good starting point, for at least for this first episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, we're really going to have to shift the way we think.
Yeah.
And right now, with the uncertainty of where the market's going to be, what the job forecasts are going to look like.
Yeah.
Right now is the best time to kind of boss up and say, you know, I'm a very valuable person, but it's like, what can we do to kind of set ourselves from the rest to be more valuable?
Yeah.
You know, what are those things? You know, is it being able to adapt to more of like a technological based infrastructure, mm-hmm. where everything is virtual in a sense?
Mm.
Is it being able to manage one's time more efficiently, so you're not so much in the rigors of a 9-to-5 and you're kind of free forming it throughout, but still maintaining all of your duties and directives?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a lot of that, I think.
I feel it.
Yeah,
definitely. Wow. I mean,
cause I see how it's going to affect the construction industry.
Oh yeah.
I think ultimately there's probably not going to be a lot of the projects going on.
Yeah.
And I do see a lot of people worrying more so about budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the value is going to be, how can we maintain budgets? How can we make sure that we don't lose money? How can we make sure that we're maintaining efficiency? Because at this point, we're probably going to have to run, you know, lighter crew sizes, but still maintain the same workload.
Right.
You know, and so how do you do that?
On your whole crew. Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
So how Answer. Long do you think?
Question. All right, Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
This is the old ass Destiny's Child.
Oh my gosh.
Question.
how long do you think it would take for just like the whole construction industry, just for example, to kind of get up to speed on like before kind of the whole COVID situation?
Well, I think they're never going to be able to get back up to speed, because there's going to be such a new different parameter that's going to have to be maintained.
Okay.
One of the biggest ones is going to be safety and health.
Okay.
Right. And so with the spread of the virus, everything is practicing social distancing.
Okay.
But when you're doing something that has a level of physicality that you need somebody standing right next to you to help you do, how do you maintain that social distancing?
Yeah.
Right. So I think that it's going to come down to a slowdown. It's the efficiency of work is just going to slow down tremendously.
Okay.
Everybody's going to be super cognitive, hyper cognitive about health and safety and cleanliness and being able to maintain job sites without having a scare or an outbreak of COVID-19 that is going to ultimately lead us back to where we are at right now.
Okay.
that being said, I mean, there's different ways that you can mitigate those things. So you can reduce crew sizes. You could stagger work shifts, you know, maybe go on a 24-hour clock, but have three different shifts.
Oh, okay.
There's probably going to be a whole bunch of different things that, that we're going to try as an industry to help ease a lot of those burdens. But at the same time, that in itself is you're never going to go back to that sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. Normal is no longer normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that was interesting. One thing that caught my ear was the whole 24-hour work schedule. So you're saying, like, if in order to kind of, like, say you have a workload that you need to undertake.
Correct.
And everything, but you have less people available. So you would actually just divide those teams. Like, there'd be smaller teams throughout the day. And
correct.
They kind of, like, cycle.
Correct. So you'll like, have, like, your first cycle do the first 8 hours, your second cycle do the second 8 hours, and your third cycle do the last 8 hours, which would be 24 hours in that day.
Okay.
And then it would recycle. So you can cut down your crew by a third, but you're still maintaining that day's work with, let's say it's arbitrarily 9 guys.
Yeah.
You know, you just have 3 guys working in intervals. You can still get the same amount of work done, but just in a longer amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an interesting strategy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's really going to happen, but I could see that being implemented in one way, shape, or form.
I can definitely see that. I know for at least people who've, like, worked in the video game industry and everything, for example, sometimes they'll have studios and everything located out here, like on the West Coast.
Okay.
But then they'll have another studio out somewhere in, say, somewhere in Europe and everything. And then there's, like, a, you know, that whole time difference.
Right.
So usually now that you have another studio that's working on, you know, another side of the world. Then you have kind of like, what is it? Like that 12-hour time.
It's almost like, it's like a jet lag.
Yeah. And then, yeah, exactly. You're using jet lag to your advantage. And everything. So then when, one studio is kind of done, they send off that information to the other studio that's working.
Right.
So then also you're in this 24-hour loop cycle. And everything
right. So you got one team covering one half.
Yeah.
The other team covering the other half, but they're able to cross pollinate enough to still get things.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it requires a tremendous amount of communication.
Dude. So communication, that's going to be paramount moving forward, man.
Yeah.
I mean, communication was always important.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to communicate in order to get things done.
Definitely.
But now it's going to be hyper.
Yes. Yeah.
Dang. So everybody brush up on your communication skills.
Oh yeah. If you think about taking those online classes.
I mean, don't make decisions like a Harvey Dent, dude. Just running around with a coin.
just trying to flip a coin. Like, Siri, flip a coin for me.
Siri, what should I do?
Make a decision for me.
I could not catch that.
What did you say? Harvey who?
Oh my gosh. But man, communication is going to be super key.
Yeah.
Super key. Just not so much like phone call, text messaging, but, you know, with emails and voice chats and real time communication. I mean, spreadsheets, they're going to have to live and be a breathing animal throughout. You know, I know our company uses a smart sheet. It's like an Excel type of format.
Okay.
That, as you update it, it updates in real time. So
Awesome.
So everybody on that platform can see changes and annotations that were created.
Okay. Reminds me of like a Google Docs.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. I know Microsoft is moving it. Well, they already did move to that with a live Excel form where, you know, everything is just cloud based.
Okay.
But communicating to that level, I mean, you really have to be on point and over communicate what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are, if they try to under communicate, it's going to be hard bridging those gaps as to what these people really mean or want or what the directive is.
And also having the technology to keep up with that demand and everything.
So, I mean, if you don't have a good technical background, that's one of your weaknesses. Are you going to be able to have a job?
Yeah. See, there goes that. No, it's one of those.
It's that question,
ladies and
right?
Gentlemen. Yeah.
You know, if this is where, I mean, we've already been moving fast and furious, you know, Tokyo Drift style,
right?
With technology, right? But sometimes, you know, you have to be able to adapt, and get to that point. I mean, we're kind of like Vin Diesel with like the old school muscle cars. Yeah, they're cool and everything. You know, you got all these old school guys and the communication styles work, but right. You know, we're moving into some like crazy ass imports. You know?
You got the, you know, you got the Rock waiting for you at the finish line. And then you feel outdated because it's like, shoot, I've been working with this my whole life. And now you got.
The one question I have, has anybody ever smelled what The Rock was cooking? And if they have, how does that smell?
Oh, but that is a good
what
question.
What is he cooking? That is, what, I mean, if it,
why is he cooking?
Why is he cooking? Why is he cooking? This whole time, I thought he was a chef. I don't know what he's been cooking. I just was curious if somebody had ever smelled it before.
I don't know. Maybe that should be the next.
So, listeners, if you guys know what The Rock was cooking, if you've ever smelled it, send us a drop us a line, man. Let us know what's up. I'd like to hear your responses toward all of this.
Oh yes, definitely.
This question of the day.
Question of the day.
What has anybody ever smelled what The Rock was cooking?
Yes. Yes. I like that.
He has a brand new tequila out, by the way.
He does.
Yeah.
Wow.
We should get sponsored by him.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Push hey, at The Rock. Holla.
Hey, drop us a bottle. You know?
Yeah, drop just us a bottle.
Little sample.
You yeah, know? We'll go ahead and preview it for you guys.
We'll review it. Yeah, definitely. We'll tell you if it's the drink that you should be having.
Yeah, by the end of the podcast, we're not making any sense. You know that it's a really good tequila.
Oh yeah, yeah. Podcast.
What are you talking about? A podcast. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be here. Who? The Rock.
Somebody fill up my glass.
The Rock. I thought something was in my shoe.
What's that smell? Oh, I think somebody's cooking.
The Rock, what you doing in my kitchen?
What you doing back there? Cooking them greens? Chitlin? That smells good.
Well, I imagine he's just making soul food.
But he's singing in like his Moana songs. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Just cooking.
Yes.
That's heck of funny.
Oh man. Oh man.
But yeah, you know, with we're shifting in, you know, it's a good time for self-reflection.
Yeah.
Just trying to find out, you know, what our strengths and our own personal weaknesses are, but being truthful about it.
Yes.
You know, honesty, man. Just being super honest. And although we like to say that we're being honest with ourselves, we're really not.
Right. It's like you can't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you say something like that, you can almost sense like this kind of inner conflict, like this kind of resistance.
Yeah.
Like nails on a chalkboard.
Right, right, right.
You sense it and you're like, oh, I know that I'm not being as good as I could be, or that I'm trying to fool myself here, but I'm just gonna like brush it underneath the
I feel like Jeff Lowe dealt with a lot of that inner struggle.
Oh my god.
You know, because he was trying to help Joe Exotic, but at the same time he wasn't.
He was just trying to buy a
Las
Vegas. Buy a what is it? Sell a kitten.
Who puts a tiger cub in a suitcase and wheels him around the Palladio?
Right.
What are you doing?
Well, you're gonna get caught. Oh my gosh. Sir, did your luggage just roar?
Nah, dog.
That's all he says. And he just like rolls over to the elevator.
Nah, dog. But yeah, man. I mean, I can see that inner conflict big time.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, me personally, I struggle with it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, because I like to think I'm great at everything because I am a confident person. But at the same time, I'm not great at anything.
Right.
It really does take you to a humble place, you know, to admit I'm really not good at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that point you really start figuring out like what would get you to the point where you feel or think you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody has their opinion on oneself.
Yeah.
But when you ask other people and their perspective about you, it never overlaps.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can be like a plus or minus type of situation.
Exactly.
You may see yourself as not all that great or kind of terrible at something. Maybe there's some type of insecurity that you're, you know, that you kind of deal with, but other people are like, oh no, you're great. Like, for example, I don't know. It's like, oh no, you're a great artist, right, or whatever. But you're like, ah, no, I see kind of all the flaws, things that I could have done, et cetera. You know, there's that one angle, but then there's some other angles where,
man, I'm the best artist in the
right?
world.
And you're like, you are, who are you?
Bro, you just drew 4 stick figures. You're not good.
Right.
That's going to be a no for me, dog. Yeah.
It's also like, I mean, even a drawing, but also it's like music. It's just like, you know who it is, but I've never even heard of you. Like,
yeah. You know,
I mean,
yeah.
Guys, we are the Push Play Podcast, by the way. I am Armani and John.
And I am John.
And he's John. So you know who it is.
Y'all already know.
Y'all already know.
But yeah, man, you know, it's being honest with oneself and, yes, and just really trying to figure out and pinpoint, you know, where we kind of struggle at,
yeah,
you know, but what we're also good at,
yeah,
and how we can get better and go next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, the one thing I'm working on for myself is time management.
Okay.
Being able to self-manage myself, self-manage my day, you know, with the chaos of having to now have a son in school and do virtual learning.
Yeah.
We have a classroom setting at home now. We have an office setting at home. We still have life setting at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, managing the time in between work and school for my kids and family time with the family and mm-hmm. all that, you know, it's different.
Okay.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Because, the canvas itself is so blank. I can paint whatever I want on it.
Yeah.
And so to be able to look at it that way and think broad strokes, you know, I'm able to kind of paint my day, but then come through with a finer like tip paintbrush,
yeah,
and get all the details like worked out,
everything,
and it just works perfectly. But it's not in the same traditional mindset of the drive 9 to 5, you know, do 9 to 5 type work,
right?
You know, where I might start at 6 a.m, but I might end at 10 p.m, but I did everything else in between.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't held captive by a work schedule, so to speak. So, I mean, it's different things like that are going to come into play too with how we move forward after this pandemic is kind of done.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I think I said, like, earlier today or something, like the whole world feels like it's shut off.
Yeah.
Outside and everything. And then the world, like,
yeah, that Thanos kind of did that finger snap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But then there's more people inside. So it's like that 50% outside just teleported inside.
Got it.
Now they're there.
Got it. Dude, you think when he snapped his fingers, half the world's population of toilet paper disappeared along with it?
Oh, no. Oh, dude, no.
What happens
if we had a Thanos or whatever, and then he just snapped 50% of the toilet paper away?
Bro, that's what happened, because all these little baby Thanoses were running around and they bought up all the toilet paper. It's like, dude, first off, the coronavirus is a respiratory issue.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why?
I don't know. I don't even know why that's.
Dude, it's been a struggle trying to find toilet paper.
It's weird. You know, there must have been one guy out there just going, oh, man,
panic buy.
Man, I just got to buy all this toilet paper. Because
you would have thought people would have. You would have thought people would have bought food.
You really would. You could not make this up. Like,
I mean, if you have no food, do you really have use for toilet paper?
Right. You're not going to be using the bathroom if you're not eating. Just kind of like, come on, people. Just, oh, man.
Oh
yeah, it's terrible. Like, you gotta wake up early in the morning at 8 a.m or something, you know.
Whoa,
to get a
whoa 8 a.m is not early.
Okay,
in the morning.
Okay. That's, 8 a.m is early to go to Costco. Okay. I need to kind of put that. I know what you mean. Like, it's I mean, to some people out there, I mean, if y'all are night owls, shout out to you
guys, shout out to the night owls,
because they know 8 a.m is pretty early. I'm not saying for myself, you know, but I'm just saying, you know. But yeah, like going to Costco and then seeing like a whole crowd outside just waiting to get in.
At one point, I thought toilet paper was going to be the new Bitcoin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Just, oh, man, you got that two-ply?
Oh, damn. Damn.
Okay. Okay.
I see you over here flexing.
Uh-huh. I could give you 10 cans of beans for that two-ply over there. Just kind of, wow.
Oh,
can you
man.
Imagine that?
Dude, I went to the store when this first thing kind of happened and couldn't find toilet paper.
Okay.
Went Ooh. To one store and found, you know, a pack of four rolls.
Yeah.
Dude, that toilet paper is like paper mache.
Oh, no.
It's the absolute. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced bad toilet paper. First world problem, dude.
Yeah.
I need two ply at least.
Oh, it's bad.
I need that. I need that thicky thick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That thick bear. If it don't have a thick bear on the cover, I don't want it.
I want that thick bear.
That's Charmin.
Yeah, that's Charmin, man.
Save my life.
Damn, that puffy baby.
Oh, man.
That is crazy.
But, yeah, it's crazy. Just like with the whole shortage of just things.
Yeah, it's just like a super unprecedented time right now. I mean, I never thought I would have to live through something like this.
Right. Like, it's crazy to think that we are actually living through one of those historical moments right now.
It is. It is. Everybody's going to look back on this and say, you know, the great COVID-19 of 2020.
Right.
You know, this is going to be in history books later on down the line.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Definitely.
It's crazy. This literally is ground zero.
Yeah.
Like, we are literally on the first floor of this new world. Right now.
Definitely.
You know, and it's of the utmost importance to find what it is we're going to do to be memorable, to be that I am John Legend, to be the person that puts everything into action and takes those risks.
Right.
Because there is nothing that is serving as a baseline now.
Yeah.
You know, it's the perfect time to take risks.
Yeah.
This is it. Action, action, action.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is why we're doing this whole Push Play podcast is because a lot of the time we talk about wanting to do something, but never do it. I have a friend that has talked about doing a lot of things from A to Z and everything in between since we were in high school. Hasn't accomplished diddly squat, but he talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that guy, you guys understand what it is that I'm saying.
If you are that guy,
you understand.
Welcome.
Yeah. If you are that guy, now it's time for some deep reflection. But we really need to understand that pushing play, literally putting what we want into action.
Yeah.
And doing it. You know, we can't do it out of fear of failure, man.
Yeah.
Because if you don't try, you've already failed.
Yeah.
So what's the worst thing that could happen then at that point?
Take a shot.
Take a shot, dude. You're going to miss 0% of the shots you take.
Definitely.
I think I said that wrong.
You're
going to miss 0% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
You're going to miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yeah, there we go.
Dang. And I want to own my own business.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. I mean, you took the shot in trying to say that.
Yeah.
But you did take a shot at it, you know. You may have missed.
After this, I'm going to have to go to the bar and take a shot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Honey, I need that shot.
Baby, get my favorite cup. It's time for Daddy to drink.
Oh,
Daddy is thirsty.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, man.
Oh,
wow. Lord. But I mean, to be fair, I mean, when you take those shots and stuff, it's like you don't always have to. What is it? It's like playing darts.
Yeah.
And everything. The more you play, probably in the beginning, you're going to like throw a dart. You may hit the far edge of the board or whatever. You may even hit a person or two. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not okay, but you know, it's okay.
It'll be fine.
You're going to get better though.
Yeah.
So after all of that time and everything that you're trying to throw darts and everything, muscle memory and everything's going to kick into play. And then you're going to get more and more accurate
right.
at hitting your target. You're going to get better. So essentially, it's like if you are trying to do something, especially in this day and age, when like your whole schedule is broken because it's just like, well, I'm not going to work. I have to get food, or I have to hold off on getting food. You just have like a broken schedule, essentially.
Right.
So it's like, well, I need to form a new schedule.
Well, is it schedules or is it habits?
I think it's more so what habits, because habits are kind of like the.
I mean, the schedule is just like timing your habit.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But it's the habit. It's the habitual nature that
we've been
conditioned.
Yeah.
To,
so let's say what habits. Okay. And stuff, for sure. So it's like, or even it could be a habit, but also maybe you just have this idea with your schedule where it's like, I want to do X, Y, and Z today. And maybe you only get done with X and Z.
What happened to A, B, C, D, and all the other alphabets in this?
Oh, that's procrastination.
So procrastination is A all the way to the letter before X.
You're gonna hold off on that, you know. We're talking about accuracy. So the key is here, guys. Is if you're trying to
don't need to know your ABCs. You just need to know X, Y, and Z.
Yes, I mean, but it's kind of like what I'm trying to say is, if you're trying to build a new habit. Don't be hard on yourself if you don't hit it with 100% accuracy your first time.
Right.
Try to hit it as best you can with like 40% accuracy. And then you start building up.
Or just throw 50, yeah, just
or
throw
just
the
throw
dart.
Something.
Just start throwing the dart.
And it may be terrible. You may even get it with 10%. Or you may not even get it. But at least you're trying.
Right.
And then over time, you'll start building up that accuracy.
Yep.
And then now you'll just be running your schedule like without even thinking it, or your habit.
Right, right.
So... yeah. And then afterwards, when you feel as if you're doing things naturally, then you could start building on the load or like start putting on the weights.
Well, yeah, because everything else starts becoming second nature.
Right. And then now you start taxing on the ABC and everything.
Oh, you see what I mean? So you go X, Y, Z. So you foreshadow the alphabet.
Yeah.
And then you go back to ABCs.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow, that was the plan. That's deep.
Yeah. See, we're over here spitting alphabet soup, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, did you see that meme that had the alphabet soup that said F. Carol Baskin?
No. No. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
I hate the internet.
I love it. Love and hate it. Oh, my gosh.
That is hilarious.
How the heck people come up with that stuff? Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's great. That's great.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm John.
And I'm Armani.
And always remember, push your dreams, push your ambition, but never forget to push play.
Definitely. You guys take care. We'll see you soon.
Talk to you later.